I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on how a basic income could help end intimate partner violence. Joining me is Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Iberville House and Community Support, and Rob Rayner, co-founder and steering committee member of Lanark Basic Income Network. Welcome.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
So how a basic income could help end intimate partner violence. Rob, can you start us off with an explanation of a basic income?
Sure. There's two main ways basic income can be delivered to people. One is called the universal basic income, which is a payment which literally goes to everybody who's eligible for it. The other option is what's called an income-tested basic income, which means that whether a person receives basic income does depend on what their total income happens to be. So examples of this do exist in Canada. Just very briefly, our old age security payment to seniors 65 and over generally does go to most seniors who are eligible. If they've lived in Canada long enough, that's really the main criterion. Whereas the guaranteed income supplement is an income-tested form of basic income, and it only goes to seniors whose total income is below a certain threshold.
Okay. Now, Aaron, based on your many years as a crisis counselor, how often did financial hardships play a role in intimate partner violence?
I would say that upwards of more than 87% of victims of violence that access our crisis line and our direct service programs will indicate that they have suffered economic hardship or certainly financial abuse.
So in what way then could a basic income help to end intimate partner violence?
I think that it's important to understand that for me, I see it as part of a pathway. I don't think that a basic income will solve and resolve the issues of intimate partner violence in relationships, but I do believe that it's a pathway to help end the cycle or to contribute to it. And it's a safety net. It reduces economic vulnerability, which can be a contributing factor to intimate partner violence. It also empowers people as survivors and victims by providing them with basic resources to leave an abusive relationship and establish new lives. So, I mean, if we think about the realities, economic security is a huge issue. And this would provide less stress and more options and more choices for victims of violence to be able to flee, likely sooner, if they know they have access to a basic income. Basic income increases empowerment. You're having control over your own finances and having finances that offer you a choice around your best interest and housing options is a reality that we would support. And I think that supporting victims and families, especially those with children, a basic income can provide the resources needed to support families, you know, with childcare and housing. And I think it's also serves as a preventative measure, because I think then in situations, women will know, or victims will know, regardless of their gender, the escape process could include having access to a basic income. And I would agree with Rob that we know that in Canada, we've had other successes with basic income. And I think that, you know, one of the things I pride our agency on is harm reduction. And harm reduction concept is to reduce the likelihood of further harm. And I think a basic income would reduce the likelihood of further harm for people.
So what I'm hearing you say then is, you know, a basic income could give a woman the wherewithal to get out of an abusive relationship. But could it also then, you know, ease the burden, the financial burden, and make things a little bit better for the woman to stay within the family situation?
I think it provides options for people. I think that whether you're a victim of intimate partner violence or if you're a trauma survivor, I think having a basic income could help you navigate where you're currently living, could help you feel like you have more choices and the independence that you require. But in intimate partner violence situations, generally speaking, the abuser is controlling the finances. So if somebody was to receive a basic income, it may not actually amount to anything, but that money getting taken from them in terms of living in the abusive situation, I think what it does on the other end is it affords people an opportunity to live a life where they know that they're valued. They don't have to feel less than. They don't have to feel like there's a stigma attached to them because they are less than other people. They are not less than other people, and they can navigate with the assurance that they can focus on counseling support and healing, knowing that there's a basic income that's afforded to them so that they can look at better housing options. They can look at staying safer sooner and not having to rely on an abuser and living in that and navigating that cycle.
Right. And I'm just wondering, I mean, money problems are a stressor for anyone, right? And I'm thinking, how likely is it then that a basic income could actually alleviate those problems within a family before things actually escalate into an abusive relationship? I mean, how likely is that? Or we're talking about a bunch of things here. It's not just money, is it?
No, I think it's about reducing stress, reducing pressures, having access, and being adequately resourced. I mean, we know from COVID that we saw an increase in intimate partner violence. And we know that the isolation and the lockdowns really afforded abusers and families increased stress, which always, re well, not always, but which can certainly result an increased volatility in terms of violence. So I think that a basic income from the get-go is, again, a harm reduction kind of process, and it needs to be equitably established. And I think that, Rob and the group are certainly very experienced on how that can be done equitably so that all people have access to a basic income.
And then, of course, there's the question of who has control of the money. So many questions to be answered. And you can find out more, or we can find out more at this Thursday's event in Carleton Place. Rob, would you like to tell us about that important event?
Sure. Well, we're really excited about this. We are being Lanark Basic Income Network, and I'm sure we've teamed up with Aaron's group, Lanark County Interval House, because I think it's a theme. I'm not sure if it's been explored before in Canada, the specific link between intimate partner violence, economic vulnerability, and specifically how a basic income could make a difference. So we're really, really excited to have this opportunity. It looks like we have our registration's been very strong. We actually have three main speakers. Erin will be one of them. We have a survivor named Christine who will talk about her experience with intimate partner violence and the difference a basic income could mean. And we'll also hear from Senator Kim Pate, who has long-standing history working with women who are vulnerable, women who are in the justice system, women who've been incarcerated or facing incarceration. And as a senator, she's been a huge champion, one of the main champions in Canada for basic income, and has a bill before Parliament, which is very, very important. I'm hoping in the new configuration of government coming up soon that that bill will move further forward. So we have those three as the main speakers, and I think it'll be just a really enlightening evening of information and hopefully inspiration.
And is this event free, Rob? Did you say
Yes,
that
it
already?
is.
I'm sorry.
There's no charge to attend. We are encouraging people to make a donation at the event to help support the work of the Interval House and the Lanark Basic Income Network.
Okay, and registration is important to do that.
Ideally, so we can keep tabs on what our numbers are looking at. As of last night, there were 105 people were registered. It's at the Carleton Place Town Hall Auditorium. I don't, off the top of my head, I forget what the capacity is there. I'm sure we're going to have room for everybody, but the interest has been pretty strong, and we know that we'll have some media present as well. We will also be gathering some footage by video for possible use post-event, to try to help raise further awareness about these matters. We're really looking forward to it.
And is this the first in a series of events then?
Not necessarily. We'll see what comes out of this, but the general link between economic vulnerability, whether we're talking about intimate partner violence or more broadly in our society, which is reflected in the surge in food bank demands and in homelessness, economic vulnerability, it could get worse. I mean, the projections for homelessness in Ontario are for it to get significantly worse in the near future unless government, both federal and provincial in particular, step in and make greater investments in the kinds of things we know that can work. And basic income is, in my view, it's proved its case over a number of decades, not only in Canada but elsewhere in the world. And it stands to reason why that would be so. When you establish a firmer floor of economic security, you can expect good things to happen to and for people. So it's something I think is long overdue, particularly for working age adults for whom our social security system is not very strong.
Okay.
And I think that having a town hall type of meeting really just encourages next steps through individuals. It opens a conversation. It makes people reflect differently. It may help people understand basic income better because there's lots of questions and judgments and things that have happened historically. So that if this event can start a conversation and that conversation translates into a conversation over dinner or at your local club, then we've done our job because we continue to move that conversation into people's homes so that they are much more mindful of the difference and the positive impacts that can have on community.
Okay, good point, Aaron. I want to thank you both very much for this.
You're most welcome, Linda. Thank you for having us.
Very much appreciate my FM always supporting local events. Thank you very much.
Hi, you're so welcome. Aaron Lee, Executive Director, Lanark County Interval House. Rob Rayner is with Lanark Basic Income Network. And just a reminder, don't miss this important event, Basic Income, a pathway to help end the cycle of intimate partner violence, how financial security can transform lives. So that's this Thursday, April 24th, 7 p.m., Carleton Place Town Hall. It is free. A donation is welcome. Registration is a good thing to do at ticketsplease.ca just to keep track of numbers. Thank you both again very much.